is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least one death and power cut to hundreds of thousands after violent storms hit three states in the upper Midwest.
Sirens weren't going off or anything, and then all of a sudden, the wind was so bad, it got scary.
Sean Good lives in Urbandale, Iowa. Workers at the National Weather Service outside Chicago were forced to take cover, recording wind speeds up to 75 miles an hour. 120 million people are under excessive heat alerts today. Scott Henderson lives in Baltimore, where a high of 100 is expected.
You take a shower to cool off, you go outside, and then you're like back in a shower. You're sweating so much, like it's just kind of oppressive.
Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
There are heat advisories that extend all across Texas as well as Oklahoma through Illinois and Indiana. Up and down the I-95 corridor, we have heat advisories that go from southwest sections of Florida, even into Maine.
The focus is on how security handled the Pennsylvania rally where a gunman tried to assassinate former President Trump. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
The Butler County Sheriff says his department, which was on scene, was not responsible for sweeping the roof where the shooter was perched.
The Sheriff's Office was not asked to do that, and I don't know whose responsibility that would have been.
Sources tell CBS News that the Secret Service didn't clear it either, since it was outside the secure perimeter. But a source with direct knowledge of the incident says three snipers from local law enforcement were staged within the building just beneath the shooter.
Well, Trump appeared yesterday at the Republican convention with an ear bandage 2 days after the shooting, his party nominating him for a third time. He was there with his newly chosen running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who was once an outspoken Trump critic.
While Monday's theme was Make America Wealthy Once Again, tonight's theme is Make America Safe Once Again. It's believed the final speaker of the night will be Trump's one-time rival, Nikki Haley. She was initially not invited to speak and was not going to be here, but was apparently invited after the weekend assassination attempt on the former president. It's believed she will speak on that issue, making America safe, while also trying to unify the party. Matt Piper, CBS News, Milwaukee.
President Biden resumes campaigning today. He'll speak to the NAACP in Las Vegas. The government says retail sales were unchanged in June, cooling off from May. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Overall, sales are up 2.3% from a year ago, and this largely reflects what economists are expecting, that consumers are generally pulling back on their spending.
Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 560 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Power outages persist in southeastern Wisconsin following recent storms. We Energies reported about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. The area faced severe weather threats last night, including flash flood warnings and tornado watches. Woodman's has purchased a 21-acre portion of the Racine Regency Mall property for nearly $9 million. The grocery chain plans to open a new store at the site next year. Racine's beaches were under a caution due to contamination following this week's storms. Higher bacteria readings were found in the waters off North Beach and Zoo Beach. A major dredging project is underway in downtown Kenosha's harbor. The 24/7 operation may cause temporary delays for boaters. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is inviting the public to attend a no next of kin funeral for an Air Force veteran. The military funeral honors will be at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove starting at 2. The protest march against the RNC in Milwaukee attracted a smaller crowd than anticipated. You can follow along with live RNC updates at civicmedia.us. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The All-Stars come out tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's 86th All-Star game is tonight. The Brewers' William Contreras will start behind the plate at catcher. In right field is the crew's Christian Yelich, and was asked, what's it like finally being back to play in the Midsummer Classic?
It's been great. You know, it's obviously a really busy couple days, and you're on the go, and there's things to do throughout the whole day and night.
Today is day three of Major League's baseball draft. The Brewers picking 12 players so far, 8 of them pitchers. Brewers GM Matt Arnold asked, while manager Pat Murphy has the team in first place, they've lost 7 of their last 10 games.
We've had our share of bumps along the way, but this is a really good group, you know, and I think Murph does an incredible job getting the guys fired up every day. You know, obviously we've gone through a little bit of a rut lately, but this team is really tough and we win in different ways. And I think we've shown that we're in almost every game, like Murph says. And so I'm really proud of the group and excited to see what we can do in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks play the Clippers tonight in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon. And after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Give her props. That's Aretha Franklin. WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and John Fogerty. And George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Going to be in Milwaukee August 2nd at the American Family Insurance. Used to be Marcus Amphitheater.
Thank you. Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Slim and weak, you got the teeth of that.
spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. T-Rex, bang it, gone, get it on. I still don't know what the heck that song is talking about. I'm Cindy Huber, and yeah, occasionally I stumble over what I got to say and go on a little bit too long. But just know, you've got other options.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
One hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Gaines.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the Reliant Quest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 a.m., Lake Air Amory.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
River flow.
U.S. Local News. Time to sit right here on WRJN. I love flying airplanes. I know Don Rosen hates it. That's another reason why he would hate it. In Dallas, they say if you are going to travel through Dallas Love Field, you need to arrive 3 hours before your flight because there's something wrong with their baggage stand. And also, there's an Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority convention in Dallas. So, Diana Ross and the Supremes. News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Surf City. Well, you know, you could always head up to Sheboygan, the Malibu of the Midwest, or you can just go to Malibu. I was out in California a month ago, and all I got was a stupid T-shirt. It says, "Commies don't surf." It's kind of a cool shirt. The reason I got it was because I don't surf. I'm afraid of the water. I'm afraid of sharks and can't swim. So I got the T-shirt instead. Hey, the big deal of the day, our WRJN big deal. Taco Jalisco, it's in Waukesha, but 50% off a $25 gift certificate, $12.50. Next time you're out in Waukesha, you can get some delicious tacos. And check out the rest of our big deals right there on our website, WRJN. Click on the big deals tab and look at the savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Instead of a call for national unity, Senator Ron Johnson came down hard on Democrats in his Republican National Convention speech last night.
They are the party of open borders, reckless spending, weaponized government, and weakness on the world stage.
Johnson says he stands by what he said, but he also said he was unhappy that an old version of his speech was loaded in the teleprompter. It was not the speech he said he planned to give. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Part of the Racine Regency Mall property is now owned by the grocery store coming in. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Woodman's has purchased a 21-acre portion of the mall property for almost $9 million. The Janesville-based grocery chain plans to open a new store at the site with a gas station and a car wash. It's expected to open next year. It's the first phase of a $120 million mall redevelopment project. Racine's beaches were closed for contamination yesterday. The city says after the storms Sunday night, they started getting higher readings of E. coli in the waters off North Beach and Zoo Beach. A Kenosha County beach, Old Settlers and Paddock Lake, is also under a caution. Both communities regularly test water and post results online. It's called a no next of kin funeral, and it's exactly like it sounds. To make sure someone shows up, the Racine County Veterans Service Office is asking folks to be available today in Union Grove. Military funeral honors will be provided for an Air Force veteran at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery starting at 2. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. It's open to the public and all are welcome to attend and pay their respects. The protest march against the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee saw a significantly smaller crowd than expected. You can follow along with live RNC updates at civicmedia.us. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon. And after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Everybody plays a fool. some months ago, girl, and didn't know you better make up your mind. And pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Local news, time to assist right there on WRJN. That was 11 spoonfuls. Kind of hard to know what to talk about. We've got no games this week, thanks to the All-Star break. And no tornado watches either. I mean, really, what the weather? Cloudy skies right now. Beautiful day, 78 degrees.
These eyes cry every night. Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits back on WRJN. Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon, I'm into something good. He is a genuinely nice guy, by the way. I know that for a fact. Used to be involved in a cable show in Milwaukee. The cool thing about Milwaukee in the late 1900s and into the 2000s up until about 2013 when they started shutting down, well, actually 2015 they started shutting down all the cable shows because the cable channel ran out of money. But up until that time, it was possible to have a cable show and to go on the Wisconsin State Fair and interview people like Peter Noon. And my friend used to interview him all the time, and he was super nice. He didn't care if it was just a small little cable show. He loved it. So he was just a really, really good man to meet with, do shows. And he will be at the Wisconsin State Fair again two nights, August 6th at 8 p.m. and August 7th at 8 p.m. And really, he does a really awesome show.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and enjoy Mount Pleasant. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Hits right here, WRJN, and the current singer of the Four Tops, Alexander Morris, been singing with him since 2018, went in the hospital last year. Somebody asked him, what do you do? He said, I'm the singer for the Four Tops, and they put him in a straitjacket. And yes, he's still in the hospital now.
Who is most to blame today? And then along comes
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
This is WRJN. Coming up with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom is Stuart J. Waddles, Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News. Right after this from Three Dog Night.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Slowly rumbles on. No need in bringing them back, 'cause I'm
underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know.